So many years. Did you hear what the locals are calling it?
No.
I mean, I want to make sure I get this right. They're calling it WTF1.
I think I can get that.
So I don't know. We were just out there, and like yeah. when we were out at SEMA, you know, they have all that. The city is set up. The track is set up. Yep. They have, you know, predominantly obstructions everywhere.
Right.
The strip is.
They
no
built
more.
The. They built like bridges in the short little section, and
they also took the existing infrastructure, and they've actually like put up means of blocking views.
Yeah, look at that. I remember
for a lot
that.
Of different things, right?
Yeah, it was like a nightmare trying to get around.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, driving through there for Vegas was just an absolute. I mean, for SEMA was an absolute nightmare if you had to go near the strip, but, right? But, you know, at first, all right. So there's only a part of the track that's gonna, from what I understand, and again, yeah, this is all from my understanding. I don't. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong here.
You don't have the inside scoop.
No. I haven't really been speaking to Lewis Hamilton all that much lately, so it's been a tough grab. But from what I understand, basically what the deal is that there is a section, that one area that's off of, I think it's like Harmon and Koval, that is going to have that F1 permanent type thing. It has a portion of track. Two grandstands. It's like the major F1 thing, and that's going to stay forever.
Wow.
Indefinitely. What their hope for, here's what I think that they're, so it's a 10-year lease, a 10-year city deal to have F1 there.
That's crazy.
They, F1 mm-hmm. and the city hope that this happens in perpetuity. In other words, they hope that this race is on the schedule forever.
Right.
Okay, so that's why there's a lot of permanent parts to this reorganization of the city and traffic flows and different things like that. Now, from what I understand, that section where F1 is with the two grandstands and the permanent part of the track, mm-hmm. that will be the only portion that remains as a constant all year round.
What used to be there?
For the past few years, it was an empty lot with a sign on it that says F1 coming one day. I'm sure it was some hotel. I'm sure it was some hotel that they had demolished. It was, for those of you that maybe aren't familiar with streets, but maybe are a little familiar with the strip, it's basically right on Harmon. So if you make a left off, or left off the strip, if you were headed south on the strip, and you make a left off the strip onto Harmon, go down a few blocks to I think where it meets Koval, there's a it's right by where I'm trying to think what hotels, like the Grand Vacation hotels are, stuff like that, like right mm-hmm. in that area, right across the street.
So there wasn't anything too significant there where that stuff
there may
is
have
now.
Been at one time, but it's on the back side of the strip. Like, it's not on Las Vegas Boulevard. It's actually, you know, maybe a few big blocks behind.
But everything else for the track just doesn't.
Well, the track goes all over the freaking city.
If those grandstands and the pit station?
I think that's what it is.
Or whatever it is.
Pit house or
something. If those things stay there, then everything else just gets lifted when? Like,
So what I read was that the hotels are planning on starting their attractions again December 8th. Like, I read.
Meaning that's when this stuff is going to free up?
It's got to be. Like, I read, or at least, so here's what I've read, and I keep saying read, and the reason is because it? I just want to make sure that people don't think that I have some inside scoop. I've only read this. All right.
Got it.
So with that disclaimer, it looks like that all the trussing and all the different things that we've experienced from being in Las Vegas and driving that whole area, and the people of Las Vegas have been tortured with, all of those things will come down over the course of the next few weeks after the race. And they're going to catalog them and store them for future races.
Wow.
In other words, that stuff is not leaving the city. I mean, luckily they're in a desert and there's infinite amount of space, but yeah, they're going to store all that stuff somewhere. And then they're going to rebuild it every year.
Wow.
So I would imagine that they're going to get a little quicker and things will be a little bit more easy to put up. I mean, there's a lot of things that they had to do, different paving, some restructuring, some moving of lanes. But
through a 10-year agreement that they have, do you think that you know, I don't know the seasons that well either, because I don't really watch F1 either. But every single year for the 10 years, there's always going to be a race there? Or
yeah, I mean, that's what their intention
that's
is.
That's what their intention is, yeah.
And I think their intention is that it works after that and just becomes
what I think is crazy then is I saw a lot of, like, criticism on in terms of the actual track itself. Like, is it even a good track?
It seems like no one likes it. Yeah, it's a Grand Prix track.
But no, also, they don't take it. They're not doing the race at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun's right above.
Well, now you're dealing with an issue that I think F1 has openly started to admit, and some of the tire companies have alluded to that they're clearly struggling.
We didn't think this through, right?
I think somebody, when they signed this deal, had a much more grander gesture for what a desert would feel like from a temperature standpoint.
Yeah.
I think they missed a little bit of the thing that, hey, you know what happens in the mid of December in the desert in Las Vegas?
It gets cold. Yeah.
And then at night?
It gets colder.
That's right.
But no, but, like, you know, even geographical location, like, I can see why they said, okay, Las Vegas, a desert, it's hot, would be okay. But whose genius idea was it to go, we'll do it at nighttime when there's no sun?
I think that's pure marketing. Well, think about it like this. From a broadcast standpoint, you already know that the people that are really going to watch your race from a television broadcast standpoint, they don't live in the U.S.
Oh, so they did it to line up with international time?
With European, yeah. Because that's where the market is. You know what I mean? Like, that's where F1 shines, that side of the world.
Oh, so that's why it's on Sunday.
It's F1 in football.
Right? It's still probably a Sunday morning, right, for the main viewers?
10 o'clock. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It would probably start early.
Crack the code on that one.
Early Sunday morning. But that's 1 a. That's it starts at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
In New York time, right? Uh-huh. So that would probably be like 6 or 7 a.m. maybe UK, and then as you get a little deeper into, like, Middle East, you know, you get a little bit later. But you know, so I mean, that's East Coast. You know, East Coast time. So I think that there's plenty of issues there. I mean, like, the poor Las Vegas citizens.
No.
Because, I mean, like, when you drive the strip, for those that haven't maybe had the experience of driving the strip recently.
To go to lovely Las Vegas.
Let's paint a picture of what it was like. We both drove on it.
Yep.
We were driving around Las Vegas. We were on the strip plenty. First off, the traffic is hard because lanes just randomly stop.
Yeah, there's all of a sudden it just wall. You gotta move over.
There's like just like this wall of cones and things, yep. And you're like, oh, this lane doesn't continue forward anymore. Right. Like, no.
But you might have to make a right hand turn.
But you might have to make a right hand turn. And then all of a sudden you realize when you try to make the right hand turn,
yeah,
that they've now dedicated as a temporary no turn there. And you're like, well, where do we go?
Right.
And their answer is, well,
figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So there was that. Then I think that there was, you know, plenty of issues where, like, you can't see. One of the most magical parts of the Las Vegas Strip is that when you drive down, every hotel has some sort of attraction. There's lights everywhere. There's people walking the streets beside you. There's this level of freak show that happens every evening. It's Times Square. But in a few miles, all the way down,
because it's the location that everyone knows. Hold on a second.
But what? No. But I'm looking for something real specific.
Oh, okay. It's nighttime.
What makes this so cool?
I would say because it's nighttime.
Nighttime. But what else?
I would say the Bellagio. People were there.
All right. Right. What I'm trying to get at. So whatever.
Because I'm missing the mark here.
As you drive down the strip, what do you see on both sides of those cars?
People.
The strip. You see the fountain. You see the fountains. You see the people. You're seeing all the stuff that everybody has in their head, that's how it's going to look.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like that.
Not even close.
First off,
it can't look like that.
Look at all those trees. See all those beautiful trees?
They're all cut down.
They're gone.
They're Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
They cut all the trees down along all of Las Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah.
You know why?
Yes,
you know why.
I do know why.
Go ahead. Tell the people why.
Because they need to make the track, right?
Like, well, they made the track, but they also, every hotel that has probably given F1 right. so much money.
I'm sorry. Yeah, they need to be able to see it.
Yeah. I can't believe you found a shot of that. They took all the trees down. They cut them down. They just mowed the whole strip down. Now, when you drive down Las Vegas Boulevard and you look to your left and your right, you can hardly see the hotels.
Yeah.
You can't see the fountains. You can't see the volcano at the Mirage. You can't see the pirate ship at Treasure Island. You can't see the part of the strip that everybody wants to see. So what you see is trussing. You see all the hotels that probably poured their crazy amounts of money into it, right? Mm-hmm. You see these big, like, viewing area, multi-story viewing area, luxury, what I would imagine are going to be luxury suites and stuff like that. And I heard from a source that the one that's basically blocking the Bellagio, that MGM is, I guess it's MGM's, like, luxury suites for the F1 viewing race. I heard that to get into that area with MGM that weekend, you have to gamble something in the area of like $500,000 in that weekend to be able to be allowed into that area.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying, like, but for those that don't know, and I don't want to get super into like really high level specifics because I just don't know the facts.
Uh-huh.
But from what I understand, if you owned an establishment along the race route.
Oh, okay, good. Go on.
No, I told you this the other day. So tell me.
I was going to say speaking of establishments, they have that thing with the Formula One going around to the businesses with the fees on. Yeah. So like if you didn't either got to pay the fee or you have to
your views obstructed.
Yeah, your views going to get obstructed. I read that they actually lowered the fees for a lot of the businesses with the, kind of plummeting of sales.
Which is good.
Yeah.
But, like, what about the restaurants that are already paid? They're giving them money back?
Right. I doubt it.
But I would doubt it, too. I mean, look, here's the thing. They basically said, like, let's say you own a big bar along the way. F1 basically gave them one of those things of, like, hey, you're on our route.
Yeah.
You're on the track.
You're on our...
So, you have to basically pay us a fee that's equivalent to basically the amount of people that will be able to occupy your building.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's $1,000 a person or whatever it was, and then you have now the right to have your view unobstructed. However, if you don't pay that, what they were doing, what F1 was doing, was putting up basically these fences and these obstructions so that your patrons couldn't look out the window and actually see the race. So, look, if you're a business owner there, you didn't sign the lease.
No.
You didn't say, yeah, I want this thing for 10 years.
Right.
You didn't say, hey, I want all this construction that's going to be in front of my building for months prior to F1 that probably is going to keep people from wanting to come to my establishment and make it easy for them to come to my establishment and spend money.
Now you want me to pay.
I didn't ask for this. You want me to have this. I just happened to be here before you got here. Now I got to pay. There's just a lot of things there, right?
You know what's hilarious? If they want to really obstruct the view on this bridge so people can't see.
They will. They put all those bridges that you're looking at, for the people that are listening to the podcast that like without YouTube, there's pedestrian bridges that always are on Las Vegas, usually at corners of streets so that you can cross over Las Vegas Boulevard and over the side streets without, blocking traffic. And they put
film.
Like, yeah, there was that what do they call that? The frosted film.
Okay, yeah.
And I know people were trying to like dig it down and stuff, but like they don't want people to see the race if you didn't pay.
So that was pre-existing though, the bridge with the pedestrian bridges, those were pre-existing?
A lot of pedestrian bridges are. I can't comment.
I was gonna say, because if it wasn't pre-existing and their decision to be like, hey, we don't want you to see, we're gonna put glass is a really bad choice.
Oh no, no, no. A lot of the bridges were always there.
Okay, all right.
The pedestrian walkways were always there. I mean, Las Vegas was famous for that.
Okay.
For decades. But you know, the idea of it's an overpass, but I guess it's free to the public, so they're trying to, you know, figure it out. I don't know how that whole thing's gonna even work. I mean, you're not gonna be allowed on the strip without, the ticket prices on F1 are ginormous.
If they're trying to restrict people's, you know, views who didn't pay or whatever, how are they going to stop stuff like drones? Like, people have drones now.
I'm sure that's going to be designated a no-fly zone.
Who's monitoring that?
I don't know.
You know?
FAA. I mean, they got an airport, like, right there.
No, but I'm talking about, like a casual drone, like a DJI. Like,
no, I know, but, like, I mean, they're pretty good with that stuff, right?
I don't know. I would imagine if I was just kind of nearby around the corner and I just set up my drone and put it in the air and went over the track and did a quick video take, because whatever, I feel like I can probably get everything.
Well, so I wonder if it's going to be one of those things where they'll shoot them down.
But like literally though? No.
I'm just imagining that they've thought of all the things and that there's a possibility that there's going to be guys standing like every 100 feet with like these guns that shoot out like these spider web nets that will like take these things. I don't know, man.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, it just seems like it's a lot of effort for something that I don't think they're going to be able to stop.
I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I mean, I don't really care. I mean, if these people get their drone shots, like, I'm good.
I know. So, it just seems like a lot of ways to get around it is really more or less what I'm saying.
I think that it's going to be pretty tough, to be honest with you. And I also think that you have to, in an F1 race, how long are they in one spot?
That's true.
Like, how many minutes do you have to sit in a place to watch these people come past you?
Your noise was better than mine. I made a noise and yours was better.
Was it?
Yeah. See? Yours was better, yeah. I didn't do a good
Hidden
noise.
Hidden talents.
That's true. That they're gone and right past your eyes in seconds. And
yeah.
And you still have to spend another $400,000.
I have a feeling. There's been so many drivers. I read Lewis Hamilton's comments. I read Max Verstappen's comments. It just feels like they don't want to be there.
Do you think there's going to be improvements for, like, do you think in upcoming years, you know, they'll have it good enough to the point where this is kind of like maybe a more recognizable track or whatever course for the drivers and viewers?
I think with anything, especially with people as technical as F1, they're going to get certain things figured out. Tire companies are going to get real good data off of this stuff. Like, the teams are going to get data. The cars will be better, more competitive. They'll figure out the issues. They'll work out the kinks. That's what series like this do. However, this year, there is a high probability of catastrophe.
So maybe this is the year to watch, huh?
I mean, if you're into those jollies, this may be the year you get to watch some really incredible I don't want to know. It's not even going to be high speed. I don't even know that I think it's going to be.
Well, they were when I was reading like a little breakdown on the track itself. They were just saying that the straightaways are enormous and all the turns are really really low speed. So they said it makes it really good for overtaking. And then I don't know, but
does it?
On the straightaways they said, but then
on the straightaways, right? I get that.
But then there's one turn where they said it's the best spot to overtake. But
like that's the area that I mean for. That's the permanent part.
Yeah, there was another part that said that, you know, it's like too narrow.
I mean, it is narrow. We drove it.
Yeah, I know.
Like along so let's paint a picture for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're driving down the strip. No trees. Virtually no hotels. I mean, you're sure that they're there because you can hear things, but and you see some glimmers of light, but like it just doesn't feel like the Las Vegas Strip as much. Yeah. And then there's these cement barriers, which I mean, arguably I mean, for the race, you need those.
Yep.
And then there's these, and on the first barrier, is it the first barrier? The first barrier is that level of chain link fence on top of the barriers. Then there's a secondary level behind it that has the barriers, but then it goes up into the trussing that then goes like kind of overhead, which then has the row of lights that are connected that go all, you know, that line the track.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine there's going to be cameras fixated there and different things like that. And then there's really these, and then randomly get to certain parts and there's like these massive multi-story grandstands. And then you go a little further and there's these massive multi-story like gallery viewing boxes, you know, like inside stuff, like where it's all glass encased. And you know that like the rich people are going to be eating their beautiful chicken wings and their like little sushi rolls and stuff. You know, after they got done putting their pre-rec at the blackjack table, they're going to be there, you know, snacking on some sush and snacking on some sush and hitting and watching some of these guys basically crash because they don't have any traction because the car's too cold.
Yeah, I know. Or that the street is not prepared, or I don't even know what it is.
You know, I wonder what's going to happen with that. I mean, there were some parts that we saw them repaving, but then there was other parts when we were driving on, I mean, essentially, when we were driving on the track.
I don't remember seeing repaving.
No, there were some spots that were smooth repaved.
Okay.
But then there was a lot of spots that, like, I almost felt like they were a little rougher because they made parts of the street that weren't the street before. They were the medians, and they kind of just put them over. But, like, you can see, like, I don't know if some of the Las Vegas Strip has been redone there. You kind of see what I mean?
They don't really get potholes, right, because no snow?
Well, I mean, I can't tell you that 1,000%.
Well, you ever seen a pothole in Las Vegas?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know if it's called a pothole or if it's just a big rut, but there's definitely been spots where it's not super smooth. I don't think it's potholes like that, but so you know, I mean, it does get cold, man.
Well, wait, this is what I was going to say. Are there other tracks in F1 series that
do Grand Prix stuff?
Huh?
That do Grand Prix stuff?
No, I was gonna say, is there other like tracks and locations where they do the same thing, where they set up breakdown every single time the race comes around?
I'm sure.
Oh yeah, so it's like, sure. That's like the normal thing. This is not some kind of anomaly or something.
Well, I think it depends on the track. I mean, that's why I said about the Grand Prix thing. Oh. So Grand Prix, I think, often alludes to. No, that's maybe not true. But like, it's basically where they start to use. Like a combination of street driving and stuff like that, right? So they're using like streets and then part of a track and then streets and something like that. It may not be exactly what it is, but that's what it is for this. They have other ones that are like that. I don't know how many. I'm not enough of an F1 fan to really know, but like I know that there's a couple famous races that are Grand Prix. That race specifically. I hope for the people that spent all the money and ventured in and did all these things that it's a good race.
What about the person who said, holy crap, it's coming to Las Vegas. I need tickets right now on the day of sales.
I think if I'm going right way, they may be lucky and they may get the cheapest prices of the whole event.
No, but not the people who bought it on day one thinking this might be a day blowout. One.
But you said, what about the people that realize... like they wake up and they want to go to F1.
No, now there's people who can do that, but I'm saying there's got to be someone out there who the second these tickets went on for sale, they were
so many.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm buying this. And now they're just so like, many. Wow, I overpaid.
Well, I mean, listen, in the past 2 weeks, hotel rooms have dropped in price.
Yeah.
Right? Tickets for F1 have dropped in price. I think that, you know, you're starting to see, look, America from a physical standpoint, doesn't have the same level of, you know, desire for F1 that you know, the Europeans do.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
No, what?
Without a doubt.
But there are some tracks that I think you go to. Like, when you go to the Circuit of the Americas or whatever it is, when they have F1 there, like, it's a racetrack. It's designed for that. So that's what you were saying. Do they take in... set that stuff
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
To a level, but I would imagine those tracks are really configured for the idea that you can you know, just put up certain cameras at racetracks already.
Yeah.
This is different.
They could never do this in New York, huh?
Oh, if they did, I'd move.
Yeah. If they,
I think I would feel,
in a very literal sense, I think I would feel that way. Like,
yeah, Miami Grand Prix. There you go. There's, I don't, is it a new one or I just don't know enough.
Like, that changes any local person. It changes their life huge. Like, this is a pain in the ass.
I don't think
mm-hmm.
that New York City would ever do this.
I mean, I don't think they couldn't. You can't even ride, you can't even drive a car in New York. It's like impossible. Like, in the city, you can't even drive. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I've seen some things. Like, there was, when they did the Rush movie premiere, do you remember that movie, Rush?
Yeah, enough.
They had, like, a little thing where they had this thing where there was a New York City street or a couple streets that they closed off to run some of the F1 cars down, and I thought that was very cool. But it's a very temporary measure.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different than this.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
could you imagine?
It would be impossible.
We
shouldn't give anyone any ideas.
Yeah, strike that from the record. We didn't say anything. Yeah. It's not our fault.
Yeah, go to Canada.
Go. They do.
Oh, okay. So right? I'm ahead of the game.
Yeah, you're ahead of the game. So I don't know. I'm interested to see what this race looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be traveling this weekend, so I don't know that I'm going to be available, although if I start to think about the time zones, I certainly may, but mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's going to be available. Like, how do I even see it? Do we get to watch it on regular TV, or is it like pay-per-view? Do I have to buy the Conor McGregor fight to be able to get this
something
thing?
Something like that? Like, yeah, I don't have cable, so...
Oh, so it's going to be tougher for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to a hotel, so most likely...
You can find all this stuff like for free on people streaming on Twitch or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to be doing that if I can't watch the damn thing on TV. I mean, they have a lot of ones that are available on TV. I watch them randomly.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'll see them. So, I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think that there's certainly some kinks that they're going to be working out. I have a feeling that there's going to be a fair number of crashes. I say that with only the experience of having driven up and down that strip and in different parts of that track, knowing, one, like you said before.
You should have hopped on someone's team. You're like a pro at that course compared to everyone else.
Yeah, I know that. I know the ins and outs of, listen, Lewis, if you're out there and you need some guidance, give me a call. I know that area like the back of my hands. Including the really bad burrito spot where we almost got stuck up.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you need to know where that is, maybe you want to stop, pull a pit job right there, and then get a burrito.
You said something earlier, which was pretty awesome, when you said snacking on sush.
Yeah.
And that should be a T-shirt. That was
snacking on some sush.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So... Man, we come up with some interesting things.
Hey, you said it. I liked it.
Is there a level of freak show to this race that now makes you want to watch F1 more?
Yeah. I mean, yes. Straight up, yes. I don't think
I think that's what's the most appealing part to me.
I have a couple friends that watch F1. They talk about it. And they like it. And
so what are they saying about this? Are they like into it? Like they're like, yeah, this is gonna be a great race. Or are they like,
you know, I think everyone's influenced by the current news articles and what people are already saying, you know, because it's kind of hard to find strong optimism or whatever in this. Also people don't like change. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not gonna be as good as these other ones or whatever. And they shouldn't have done it or all that kind of stuff. But
they shouldn't.
Well, whatever. For me, I'm kind of just all of a sudden like, hey, like, this seems pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm super interested. Look, and then there's a very optimistic view.
Yeah.
That I think we should mention, because we've mentioned all the pessimistic ones. That this race could potentially, they're professionals. These are the most highly engineered automotive vehicles
on the planet.
Probably on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the teams with, I mean, every single one of those guys on a team that even changes tires has like a PhD. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're like the engineers of engineers. So
yeah.
I do think that there's a potential that they really have this. A lot of these teams are going to have everything worked out. And by the time they get done with practice, they're going to really have these cars set up. Yeah. And there is a potential that this will be a much more exciting race than we are anticipating. However, my gut feeling tells me maybe not so much. I mean, I'm not one to hate on union workers. You're in a union, you're having a good day, you got good coverage, I'm with you, I'm for you, way to work it. I will tell you that from my experience that Las Vegas is a highly unionized area.
Yep.
And getting unions to work on anything quickly is not really the MO of that situation.
Right.
I do see that there may be some things that they figure out in a very short-term situation while they all the teams are in practice levels that they may try to curtail. And I know that there's enough money to make it all happen. I just hope that it all comes to fruition.
Yeah.
That was more of a hope than anything else. I hope that they have a good race. I think what I hope more for the city of Las Vegas and for the residents of Las Vegas is that this race becomes successful enough, because they're going to be there for that long,
mm-hmm.
that there is some sort of, they develop a system that's easy to put, easy to set up, easier to take down, doesn't really inconvenience these people yep. for as much time.
That's why I feel. I mean, I feel, yeah. I really feel for the locals, mm-hmm. you know, like, cause if it was me, I would be looking to leave. I mean, if it was this much of a hassle, and I think like, oh my God, this is what it's going to be like for
yeah.
X amount of years and time and whatever. Like, you know, there are people, workers, the casinos that they're, you know, yeah, they're saying yeah, yeah. that their commutes are being extended by just
hours.
You know, hours, yeah.
Because they can't get down certain streets and it takes forever to get down through lights and stuff.
Also, they're in this learning curve right now, you know, like where maybe they're not sure. Like, all the traffic is probably going one way just out of instinct, probably, whether, you know, maybe there's better routes for people to start taking in the future. But that's still a major inconvenience for all the, you know, locals.
Las Vegas, the tighter you get to the strip. So like if you work in one of those hotels, if you are going to the strip area, the tighter you get to the strips, the harder it gets, because there's so many lights and there's so much pedestrians, so like, and everywhere. So what happens is, like, you're always waiting for, like, New York City, you know, you're always waiting for people to cross the road. It's just because yeah. the light goes green doesn't mean you can move.
How many people this week that work in Las Vegas locally
calling out?
Yeah. Or how many people are rolling in hours late to work and just being like, sorry, I got here as fast as I could.
You know, I mean, let me put it this way. If you are one of the hotels and I don't imagine these people are super forgiving, my answer probably is, like, this thing's been here for months. You couldn't figure out how to get here by now? You're fired. That's probably what's happening. People are probably getting negatively affected by losing their jobs because they can't show up on time.
Yeah.
So you know what? It's like when it rains, you got to leave earlier. I don't know. but you know, look, so the other thing is that that's a weird one. The other thing is, like my sister-in-law lives in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So when we were in Vegas, I did sneak away for a few minutes to speak with her, you know, to see them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, so venture to the strip much? And she's like, and they only go for, they treat it like, I guess, like us going to the city, even though she's uh-huh. really close to the thing. But like, if they go out to dinner, sometimes they'll go to the strip for dinner. If they, you know, want to do something fun or whatever, maybe there'll be a place that's in one of the hotels. I said, you know, she's like, no, we can't go there at all. So like, you have to think the local revenue to some of these establishments is just down just from the sake that people don't want to be bothered with it. It's too much of an inconvenience.
Yeah.
So like, how many months does that exist before, like, they're not going to, I mean, in all those businesses, like if you own a regular convenience store.
Yep.
If you own a barbecue place, if right. you own something that's not in a hotel, how many of these people are like losing business hand over fist for months?
A ton.
I don't know, maybe.
I would imagine it has to be a lot of people. And if it's anything like New York, that means that there are people who probably come in from half an hour, 45 minutes outside of the strip or like that main kind of core area of Las Vegas, and then, you know, they got to come into all this chaos when they finally get into the main part of the city. As opposed to New York, where I feel like New York, there are a lot more people who actually live in the city, like that kind of area, like the real congested areas, right? Yeah. Like, I don't feel like there's many locals who live right
on the strip.
Oh, maybe.
Oh no.
Yeah, right?
I mean, no. I mean, yeah. There are hotels.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's not, but like, as opposed to New York, where actually people are
right. Living. And that to me is the big difference between New York and right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. To sum this whole thing up, I mean, I really.
Before you sum up, one last thing for me is that when I was there in person and I saw this stuff, it was kind of cool. I mean, there was some cool things about it that I thought looked cool, and
but bring back my fountain. Where's my volcano?
The tree thing I'm not cool with, but
you just lopped him off.
Yeah,
could you imagine being the guy that's like just drinking his morning coffee, went to Vegas, and all of a sudden he's like looking out the window, just admiring the strip, drinking his coffee, and there goes the trees.
He's probably like, "What the heck, man?"
I mean, there's the trees and the medians, like they're bare. Like some of them are still there. The ones on the edges, they're gone. I don't know. When you saw the promo of the Red Bull car driving down the strip,
yeah,
you were like, yeah,
yeah,
because your brain goes, this is how the strip looks.
Yep.
How awesome is it going to be to see this race?
Right.
What you don't remember is the fact that in actuality, it won't be anything like that because they got to mow this stuff down to be able to put up whole bunch of metal trussing and different things. Anyhow, viva la F1. WTF F1. I don't know.
F1.
I hope they have a good event. I hope that that looks awesome, but like
it does look awesome.
Something tells
it
really you you're does. Not gonna be able to get into that CVS. Like, so
I went to that CVS.
Look, there's the fountains, but you can't see them. No. I mean, you can't see the fountains. You can't see them, folks. There's this whole thing about him racing the water, that won't happen.
And those trees there are pre-death.
Those are gone.
Those are pre-death.
Did you want to see that tree?
Yeah.
Gone. How about the fountain? You want to see how fast it goes against the cars? Gone. you want to see a volcano erupt while Verstappen takes the lead? Yeah. Gone.
Yeah.
That boat hasn't gone down in a few years, but it's definitely not going down that area. I don't know. It's a tough thing. Hopefully the race is good.
Yeah. Hopefully it's good. I think I might sit down, watch it for a little bit, see how it is.
Yeah, get up, figure out
where to watch it.
So what are you going to do? You're just going to casually get up around, 1 a.m.?
I'm up at 1 a.m.
Yeah, and you're just going to be like, yeah, Jen, watch F1.
Well, maybe. She'll be asleep.
She'll be sleeping, right?
So I'll get some time.
You'll have all 7 or 8 of your cats, and you'll be...
7 or 8 of my... Wait.
Don't you have like 8 cats, cats?
No. Don't end it like that. That's messed up. I have 2 cats.
That's
don't make it sound like I'm a crazy guy.
That's the equivalent of a guy having 7 or 8 cats.
Have you ever had a pet?
Yeah. Well, just not a cat.
Okay, so... But a single dog?
Well, and he didn't really live with me.
So you never...
My dad.
So you never had a pet?
No, I had a pet. I had a hamster once. It was listen, you laugh, but when Mosh died, I was very upset.
Yeah, well, I have 2 cats. Don't make it sound like I'm some crazy cat guy.
Well, in guy equivalent land, that's like 8.
I have a wife.
Oh, so they're her cats.
No, and they're my cats, too.
All right, so 8.
They're our cats. You know, do you have 2 kids or are they your wife's kids?
You're comparing my kids to cats?
No.
Okay, because I'm just saying.
Actually, like, yes, I just did, but I didn't mean it like that. But I didn't mean it like that. But I'm just saying that, come on. I'm not some...
I'll be honest with you. I think I'd rather have the cats.
I have as many cats as I do cars. I mean, it's not that weird.
1 for each car?
Yeah.
Do you get them like little helmets and go ride around?
No, I don't think I've never even taken them in the cars. That's just,
you should.
They're cats.
you should, though. Like, get a little seatbelt, little harness.
Nah.
Little helmet.
They're cool where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We've had enough of this. If you're watching F1, throw it in the comments. Let us know what you think. That is awesome. That's how F1 should be watched. You should get them those helmets for the race this weekend.
You never had a cat. You can't put a helmet on a cat. They'll
kill you. You put your cats in that helmet.
Yeah.
And if you can get a good picture of you sitting on the couch with the 2 cats wearing their helmets right next to you.
That'd be cool.
That would make it somewhere. Yeah. I don't know where that would make it. Anyhow, let us know what you think about F1. If you've been to Las Vegas, if you were in SEMA, and you got the chance to drive the strip, tell the people your pain. Or maybe you loved it. Maybe you're like, hey, this is really cool. I'm driving around a sphere that's surrounded by a bunch of metal trussing on a road that was marginally here and marginally not. You know?
I hope they have a good event.
I hope they have a good event too. So hopefully it's not WTF one. It just ends up being
F1 Las Vegas.
Yeah, I was afraid to say it. I'm worried we're gonna have to bleep every single time.
Yeah, this podcast is gonna get taken down.
Bleep, 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 bleep. It sounds like a Little Wayne video going on the radio. Anyhow, we'll catch you on the next one.